Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning Mizmor Kuf Chaf Aleph, the 121st Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This is an exceedingly popular Tehillim. This is one of the shorter Mizmorim, which is often said at times of distress, whether it be praying for a sick person, whether it be at a time of distress of Klal Yisrael. This is oftentimes inserted at the end of davening. And this is Shir Lama'alois Esa Enai El Heharim. Let's take a quick look at this Mizmor. It is the second of the 15 Shir Lama'alois, and it is unique in the fact that it is the only one which says Shir Lama'alois as opposed to Shir Ha'ma'alois, a song to the ascent rather than a song of the ascent. Let's take a look at the structure. It is 8 psukim long, and it is fascinating that the voice seems to be shifting throughout it. So, as an example, in the first 2 psukim, it is the person speaking about their own situation. Esa einai el hehorim, I lift my eyes to the heavens. Me'ayin yovoi Ezri, where will my help come from? It's followed in a similar line in the second pasuk. Ezri me'im Hashem, my help will come from Hashem. But that voice shifts in the second pasuk, in the third pasuk, to Al yitein lamot raglecha al yomnum shomerecha. He will not let your feet falter. So now somebody else is talking to you. The voice is shifted to outside of the person, a reassuring voice from the outside. It shifts then again to the fourth pasuk. Hine lo yonum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. The God of Israel will not slumber or sleep. That is now a voice describing Hashem, so to speak, theoretically, not directly, but outside. And finally, the last 4 psukim from Hey to Ches are where it returns to the idea of this outside person reassuring the first speaker. Hashem Shomerecha, Hashem is your God. Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow, reassuring that person. The Da'at Mikra, Rav Amos Chacham, argues that what this indicates is that we're having a conversation between two people. And the scenario he suggests is the following. You have 2 individuals. One is a host, one is a guest. And the host is escorting the guests to a very precipitous, difficult pathway, to a difficult place that he's going to be going. And as he gets towards the beginning of this very dangerous path, the guest says, Esa enai el harim, I look to the mountains, I look to the path ahead of me. And may I know, how am I ever going to get this? And he tries to reassure himself by saying, Hashem will be his help. At which point, the host, the person who's escorting him, who's not going to be going with him, gives him the reassurance and says, Hashem will not let you falter. At which point, the voice shifts back to the guest, to the person who is going to be undergoing the trial, and he reassures himself by saying, Hashem will not ever abandon those, he is or never asleep, to which the host returns in the conversation, in the dialogue, to reassure in more direct terms, bringing Hashem into the equation explicitly. Hashem will not let you falter. Hashem will guard you. He'll be like your shadow. He'll guard you from all evil and so on. If this is the case, we're seeing actually a dialogue which is occurring in this Mizmor. So many times we read this, but we very much fail to notice that there's this shift in speaking. But just personally, I don't think the dialogue necessarily has to be guest or host. It could be parent and child. It could be Rebbe and Talmud. It could be 2 voices within the person themselves. One voice which is scared, one voice which is reassuring, and a person reassures themselves from the outside, even themselves. It could even be following on from the previous Mizmor, in which the Mishorer, the narrator there, finished off talking about the plight that is about to finish. These people around him just want war, and that's why he's looking towards this and hoping that there's going to be some sort of reassurance. In terms of the theme of this Mizmor, the word which appears as the grand theme, the one which keeps appearing, is the word Shamar, to God. In fact, it appears a sum total of 5 times in 8 psukim, clearly noting that this is the idea of protection and protection from Hashem. It is interesting that this Mizmor does start off Shir Lama Alois as opposed to Shir Hama Alois. The comment that Rashi makes on this is that it is potential that this may have actually been the first of the Shir Hama'alos. It's the first song that the Levia would sing as they ascended upon the 15 steps towards the Ezras Yisrael. And the reason why it's second is because Ein Mu'uktam U'mu'uchar, that chronology is not the only governing factor over here, but really, technically speaking, it was the first one itself. Very fascinating perspective. It is interesting that when understanding the events behind this Mizmor, the Midrash, which is to be found in Bereshis and also over here, describe that this could actually be referring to the travels of Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayetze. When Yaakov Avinu goes and he finds himself asleep on Har HaMoriah, or wherever it is according to the Mepharshim that he falls asleep, and he has this dream and Hashem is going to protect him, and he asks for assurance, and he makes a neder that he's going to pay back Hashem a tithing. At that point in time, the Midrash comments, Hashem Yishmor Tzeischa Uvo'echa, that Hashem will guard your goings and your comings, refers to Yaakov. And in fact, the Ibn Ezra makes a fascinating comment, even though he's usually a Pashtan, he says that perhaps that's even the Pshat in our Mizmor, when it says, Shomer Yisrael, the guardian of Israel. It may not refer to Israel on the national level, but it may refer to Yisrael as Yaakov Avinu, as he calls it, Hu Haya Yoshen, at the time that Yaakov Avinu was sleeping at that time. That is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ushmarticha b'chol asher teilech, I'll guard you in all those places, which matches up with this Tehillim. So this Tehillim goes back to very, very ancient roots. However, many of the other Mepharshim, including the Ibn Ezra and another suggestion, go and just they say that this is referring to the time when Israel is at a time of tzara or matzoik, a time of difficulty, and they are going to come back from exile, and that's the guarding. It's the travels and the journeys out of exile which bring with it great perilous dangers, and therefore that's what we're talking about over here. In terms of the places in Adarim this appears, this does appear as the second of the Mizmorim, which is added to the Ta'anis service, to the fast service when the Ta'anis Tzibur is declared. And it's interesting that the bracha, which is added to the end of it, appended to it as part of the service, is Mi she'ana le'Eliyahu b'har ha-Karmel, hu ya'aneh eschem. Hashem who answered Eliyahu at Mount Carmel will answer you, as an appendage at the end of this Mizmor, which is fascinating, which gives us another perspective as to when this Mizmor would resonate in history. And that is when Eliyahu was challenging the hundreds of the prophets of the Baal on the top of Har Carmel, and most of the audience were actually followers of Baal. They were hedging their bets, and Eliyahu was very much the outsider, was going to threaten his life by having this showdown, and miraculously Hashem came out from behind the latticework, and the fire consumed the Korban, one of those magical moments in history where Hashem explicitly showed his presence. At that point, that was when Eliyahu was praying this, Hashem, guard me. Hashem, tzilchal yadim inecho. And part of that might be the reason of Esa Einai El Heharim. I lift my eyes to the mountains being the Mount of Carmel, according to this way of looking at it. And it is just, as a personal anecdote, I remember when I was growing up, I used to go down to visit Cape Town, which has a very many beautiful shuls. One of the shuls is in Claremont, and they built a new appendage to the front of their shul. It was one of these huge 1,000-seater shuls. And as the shul contracted a little bit, they made an appendage of a smaller base medrash in the front. And it was beautiful because Claremont overlooks Table Mountain. And the way they did it was that the entire front was made of glass, was made of windows. And the sign just above the Aron HaKodesh said, Esa Einai El Heharim, I lift my eyes to the mountain. And through that window, through that pasuk, you would see Table Mountain peering out. A very beautiful way of thinking of things, always a memory in my mind. Finally, one last thing we're going to focus on today, as we usually do, is the pasuk in the spotlight. The pasuk is pasuk Hey, Hashem Shamarecha, Hashem will guard you, Hashem Tzilcha Al Yad Yeminecha, Hashem is your shadow by your right hand. The image which is conjured up, al derech apshat, on the most basic level, is that Hashem is going to always be there for you. He's going to be your shadow, he's right behind you. He's going to be always hovering there in your presence. However, there's another way of looking at this, and that is, as the Nefesh HaChaim says, Rav Chaim Volozhin explains that no, usually the way we look at it is Hashem runs this universe, and we are merely pawns on the chess table. But Rav Chaim Volozhin says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled in this creation a counterintuitive process, and that is that Hashem invested in one creature, and that's the human being, the opportunity of Bechira Chavshes, of free will. That does not just mean to say that philosophically speaking, they can choose what they want to do as human beings, but it means to say that when they do choose, it will alter and change, it will shift and actually pivot the landscape and the divine flow, which means that at the top of the totem pole, so to speak, in terms of shaping this universe, is human action and choice. Which means, you know, what Hashem is saying in the most humbling of ways is Hashem Tzilcha Al Yad Yeminecha, he's the shadow. The shadow only follows what the limb in front of it does. So Hashem says, you know what, human beings, I am going to I'm going to offer you protection. I'm going to offer you refuge. I'm going to offer you sanctuary. I'm going to listen to your supplications. But in the end of the day, I give you the capacity to make and destroy, to create and to absolutely devastate. And look at human history, the most magnificent moments of creativity and goodwill. At the same time, destruction of mass proportions, massacres, carnages of unbelievable levels of imagination, which unfortunately we no longer need to imagine. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Nefesh HaChaim. Hashem Tzilcha Al Yad Minecha. We should remember we're calling out to Hashem and He has the capacity to be able to change the world. But at certain points, He says, I'm leaving it in your hands because ultimately that is what the human being was created for, is to make the choices to earn the good and unfortunately at the same time to be challenged by the bad. And that is the tzel, that is the shadow metaphor, which is a very powerful responsibility embedded in this mizmor. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.